morning, and Lord kept me safe, and praise the Lord for that. Of course, he's been keeping us all safe during some interesting times in the world today, hasn't he? certainly blessing, you know, blessing us, and God keeps his people. He provides for us every necessity. Provides for us grace sufficient for everything, for every trial. He doesn't tempt us above that we are able. He makes that way for us to escape. But as Brother Dennis brought out there in the devotion, he leads us along by faith, and he increases our faith. And he remembers our frame. He knows we're dust, and he considers us, you know, in our frailty and our weaknesses. We all have those. And he ministers to us the grace that we need, grace sufficient for each one of us. And so we are certainly all blessed. I mean, you look around in the world today and you consider yourself in the light of the world. You consider yourself in the place a lot of people are at, that the Lord has brought you out just like Brother Dennis was talking about. He's brought us out of the world. He's brought us out of darkness. You know, what would you do? What would you do if you had to exist in the darkness that the majority of the world is in? It's just a tremendous blessing that we should be thankful for every day, the grace of God in our lives, and the things that he gives us. But I'm going to take my text this morning from Psalm 119. We've been studying through the Psalms for, went all the way through the Psalms. Eight, 9 years or something like that. We've been in the Psalms a long time on our Wednesday services at up at Cadillac, and we're in these verses here, in these verses 105 down through 112. And I thought it was a fitting subject. I guess the Lord, you know, obviously leads in these things, and he gives us the thoughts and the direction. But Psalm 119 and verses 105 down through 112, we'll read there. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." And just a moment here, let's look at verse 107 there. It says, "I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word." So when we think about Psalm 119, we generally think, well, it's about the Word of God, isn't it? And it is. It's much to do with the Word of God. But one of the things as you study through Psalm 119 is you realize that it's not only about the Word of God, but it's about a man who was going through a great time of difficulty in his life, a great time of suffering and persecution in his life, a time of darkness and difficulty. And then when you think about that, you look at verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now consider that verse in the light of going through a dark and difficult time. It's the word of God that leads us. It's the word of God that lights the way. How could we find the way through dark and difficult times without that lamp unto our feet, that and that light that lights up our way? And so the thought of this then is led by the light and love of God's word. Now, notice that down in verses 111 and 112 there, it says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. In verse 112, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. So, okay, we have the light of God's word, but we also have to have hearts for it, don't we? People have Bibles sitting around on their shelves, you know, at home. Their Bibles are readily available. But the thing is you also have to have a heart for it. You need that grace of God that gives that gift of faith, which then gives you the heart for the word of God. You know, that's something that makes, you know, that's something that I've always said, is that that's what makes Baptist people. They're the people of book. They have a heart for the word of God. The word of God is the authority of our life. It leads us and directs us. This is the lamp. This is the light. It shows us the way. You see, and a lot of people have this sort of in a secondary place in their Christianity, you know, and what they call their Christianity. They have this sort of as secondary to, you know, the creeds and doctrines of men. Well, Dr. So-and-so said this, or this person said that, or that. Who cares? Who cares? The word of God says this. And the word of God is, thus saith the Lord. And he is our authority. And he is the one that we're following. And so we have a heart for the word of God. And we don't just want to know the word of God to know it. So I have a flashlight at home, or I have a light at home, and I know where it's at, but I never use it. What good does that do? I know how to use it, but I never use it. It doesn't do any good. The word of God is meant to be used in our lives. It's a lamp. We use it. We navigate by it. It's practical. This is a practical book for life with God. And this is how we find our way. How are we going to find our way without it, you see? And it lights the way. It shows us the way. We use the Word of God. And so we want to know the Word of God. So here's what the Word of God says. Aha! Now I can stand upon the Word of God. Now I can apply the Word of God. Now I can walk according to the Word of God. Now I can find my way in a mixed up crazy world because I have the Word of God. That shows me the way I need to go. And so we're led by that light and the love of God's word. We have hearts for it. But the psalmist was enduring a dark, difficult days. But because he had the light of God's word, he could see his way clearly through the darkness. And that's what I'm saying. You look around in the world, they're in darkness. They can't see where they're going. They don't know which way's up. But you and I have the word of God. And you and I have the grace of God in our lives. That gives us that gift of faith to see the Word of God, understand the Word of God, love the Word of God, live by the Word of God. And what a blessing it is to have that in our lives. But we see also that because the psalmist loved God's Word, he clung to it. He clung to it with through every temptation and difficulty. He mentions temptations and difficulties, you know, and that's just it. Those are sometimes, you know, sometimes as Bernard Dennis was saying again, sometimes we come short, we fail, and we sense our failures. But there are other times that the Lord gives us grace and He strengthens us and we overcome. We overcome the temptations, difficulties in our lives. But the Word of God, if we cling to the Word of God, it will always cause us to overcome. You can never blame the truth of God's Word for our failures, can we? The only thing we can blame is our own insufficiencies, our own weaknesses, our own sins. Now that we can blame. But if we hold to the Word of God, it will never cause you to take a wrong step. It'll never cause you to make a wrong choice. The only time we do that is when we're trying to go our own way. Right. When we're trying to seek our own will. Then we stumble, don't we? Then we take those missteps in life. But as long as we're holding to the Word of God, and in spite of how I feel or how I think or what I want, I'm saying, in spite of all that, the Word of God is the authority in my life. And I'm going to make my choices and I'm going to walk in accordance with the Word of God. I'm not going to follow my heart and I'm not going to follow my thinking and I'm not going to follow my opinion and I'm not going to follow my feelings. But I'm going to follow the Word of God. Even when I don't understand the Word of God. Even when sometimes it doesn't make sense. I don't know how this can work, Lord. I'm going to trust in God, and I'm going to trust in His Word, and I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to hold my lamp in the dark world when I'm not sure which way to go, but I can see, okay, here's the next step I need to take, and here's the next step I need to take. You know, and some of you have, no doubt many of you have, have been out in the woods sometime in the dark with a lantern. And you know how that lantern works. That lantern lights up a little circle around you. But past that light, it's black. And so you can see real close. And you can see to take the steps. You can see to take the immediate steps in your life. A lot of times that's the way the Word of God is leading us. I can't see, you know, way up ahead. But I can see right here. I can see the immediate choices of my life. I can see what's going on today. And I can take the steps I need to take today. Because the Word of God's a lamp under my feet. And I know, and I can take the next step. And I won't stumble over this and stumble over that. Because I can see where my feet are. And I can see where to place my feet. And I can make good decisions and choices based upon the Word of God. So we're led. We're led by that light. It leads, it directs. And if we have eyes to see the light of God's Word, with also a zealous and tenacious love for His Word, then like the psalmist, we will endure and overcome every darkness and difficulty of life. And so again, basically it'll be one point with some subpoints, but God's Word shows me the way. That's the idea. God's Word shows me the way. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so, again, what would we do without the light of God's Word showing us the way through life to eternity? We would be lost in spiritual darkness like the world around us. We remember, and again, Dennis described all these things, you know, being born in the horrible pit, raised in the horrible pit, brought out of the horrible pit. We'd still be in the horrible pit. We'd still be in that dark place. You know, in Matthew 4:16, we'll go ahead and read it. Matthew 4:16. Describes our condition when Jesus found us. Our condition when that grace that ministered that faith to us came. To where we were at. We weren't where we should have been, but we were in a dark place. We were in a place where we were lost. I mean, that's what it means to be lost. It's a dark place. It's a pit. It's how do you get out of it? How do you escape that condition? It's a spiritual condition. It's something that takes a miraculous work of God. And how do you leave that dark place? How do you leave that dark way of thinking and doing and operating? How do you leave it? How do you leave it? You have to be rescued from it. You have to be lifted out of it. And that's the grace of God that comes to us, ministers that faith, raises us up out of that pit, and teaches us to follow the light of God's Word. Teaches us to look to the Word of God and follow it. But Matthew 4, there in verse 16. Matthew 4:16 says, the people which sat in darkness, that was us. And that's you today if you're lost. But the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And that is the day that you saw Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You saw great light. Before you never could see it. You were blind. It was dark to you. But then the Word of God came to you. The grace of God ministered the truth of God's Word to you. And you saw the light. You were rescued from that darkness. But the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. You know, you'd still be there, and I'd still be there. We'd still be in that place of darkness, sitting there, waiting to die in that place. But the grace of God came, the light of Jesus Christ came through the gospel. The Word of God was light, and it pointed you to Christ. And you believed on Christ for salvation, and you were brought out of that darkness. But that's where we would be without the truth of God's Word in our lives. John chapter 3 and verse 19. John 3 and Verse 19, it says, and this is the condemnation. Speaking of that God has sent his Son into the world, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In verse 17, we might as well pick up right there in verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't need to send Jesus into the world to do that. It's already condemned. It's already abiding under the wrath of God. It's already in sin and ready for the judgment of God. It doesn't need anything to condemn it. It's already condemned. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is the condition which condemns. It's the state that sin brings people to. It's the darkness. It's the pit that they can't be rescued from without a rescuer. They need Jesus to rescue them from that place. But this is the condemnation. This is our natural condition. This is that native depravity that we have. This is what sin is. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. It's not something that you can't see. You can see light. It's not something that the people in the world are not familiar with. Everybody's familiar with Jesus Christ and the salvation in him. The world is familiar with that. America's familiar with that. But you know what? They don't want it. They reject it. This is the condemnation. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. That's where you and I would be without the grace of God. So again, when we look out in the world and say, oh, look at them, don't forget to say, oh, remember me. Remember where I was. Remember the condition. I remember when I was a rejecter of Christ. I remember when I was a mocker of those that were Christian. I remember when I avoided going to church. I remember all that. I remember being in that condemnation. And I remember when the grace of God came to me and the salvation of God came to me and rescued me from that condition that I was in. You see, so we need to be careful not to forget where God saved us from. Be careful not to look too hardly on those that are in that same condemnation that you were at and having hard feelings toward them. Listen, they're lost. They're lost and they're in darkness. And you would have been right there with them if not for the grace of God that brought you out of that horrible pit, that rescued you, that showed you the light. You'd be right there with them. And so this is God's leading in our lives. He directs us by his light. But that's where we would be. We'd be in that darkness. Glory to God. He did not leave us in the darkness of sin. Through his word, he gave us the light of life in his Son. John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 12. It says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That faith that causes us to follow, we're following the light of Jesus Christ by the word of God. Following that light. We're following Jesus. And we have the light of life. The light of life. So we have light and we have life through the communication of God's word, through the communication of Jesus Christ to us by that word. And this is what we have. The word of God leads us in those things. So through his word, he gave us the light of life in his Son. And with a true and saving love for Jesus always comes love of God's word. You see, if you're truly saved, then you're going to love the word of God. It was the communication of the word of God that's how you came to know Jesus. The word of God was communicated to you. The gospel of Jesus Christ was communicated to you. That truth of God's word was the power of God, it says in Romans 1:16. The gospel is the power of God into salvation to everyone that believeth. You see, it was the communication of the gospel and the grace of God that took it and applied it to you and ministered to you that faith to believe on that word of God. to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And that that brought you out of that darkness. But that gave you a love for the Word of God, a love for the Word of God. You see, I would be very skeptical if somebody, you know, said that they loved the, you know, the Lord, or they were a follower of Jesus, but they didn't care about the Bible. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, again, put this secondary. They put some doctrines and creeds and things before this. That's shaky ground, real shaky ground to be building upon. We need to be building upon the Word of God. We need to be living according to the Word of God. We need to be led by the Word of God. You know, listen, if we're putting doctrines and creeds of men, if we're putting them at like above or equal in any way with the Word of God, we can adjust that or change that to the climate of the times. We can adjust that or change that to this, any situation that we're facing. We can just say, well, you know, we can just adjust this over here a little bit. We'll adjust our doctrines, our creeds, you know, because these came from men anyway. We can just make a little adjustment there. You can't adjust the Word of God. There's no adjusting it. It adjusts us. It directs us. It leads us. It changes us. You see. So this is why. This is it. We put this first. It's number one. It's the thing that leads us and directs us. It guides us. It clarifies everything. It sorts out, again, all of our emotions and all of our thought processes and all of our ideas. Sorts through all of that. It says this is what God's will is. This is God's direction for your life. This is how you're going to find the way, the Word of God. But we have a love for it. Let's go to John. John chapter 1, verse 1. John 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, we obviously know that's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can you separate a love for the truth of God's Word and from Jesus? I mean, He is literally the living Word of God. How do you separate? You know, you can't do it. That's impossible. If you love Jesus, then you love the Word of God. I mean, you can't have one without the other. I mean, those things go together. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that have a false idea about salvation, a false idea about Jesus, and so they don't have any, you know, love for this Word, because what they have is a false hope. They don't have a true and saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you see all these people out professing to be Christians, but in no way, shape, or form holding to the Word of God. Well, it's because they've trusted in something, another gospel. They've trusted in, you know, a made up idea of Jesus, a made up way of salvation, rather than the truth of God's Word, you see. And so there should always be a love for the Word of God. John 14 in verse 23. Says there, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me," there's a test there, isn't there? If a man love me, you say you love Jesus. Well, what does this verse say? If a man love me, he will keep my words. Not just he'll know all about them and never use them. He'll keep my words. He'll apply them. You'll make application of the Word of God in your life. And we need to make that distinction. We need to realize that the Word of God is meant to be applied, just like the lamp is meant to be used, applied to your life to show you the way. The Word of God is meant to be applied to direct you your life. But if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And so, again, you meet people like that all the time. Oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Oh, I'm a believer. This book is absolutely foreign to them, though. Foreign to their understanding. Foreign to their walk. Foreign to their life. Oh, but I believe in Jesus, so I'm all set. No. If you love me, the Bible says, If a man love me, he will keep my words. He will keep my words. You're going to love the Bible if you love Jesus. You're going to want to walk by. You're not going to walk perfectly, but you are going to want to. You're going to have a will and a desire to follow after Jesus, to follow the Word of God. If you don't, something's real wrong. Something's real wrong with your heart. You need some work there, and that's between you and the Lord. But if you love Him, you keep His words. Okay, so let's go back there to Psalm 119. Look at that specific two parts of that verse there, just for a minute. Thy word is a lamp in 105, Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And again, we already gave you the illustration of a lamp. A lamp's not like a light beam shining way ahead, but a lamp is just kind of a close in. You know, you can see close, and you can see the immediate steps of your life. So the Word of God shows me every step of life. It's a lamp under my feet. If we look to God's Word, every step, every choice will be illuminated. Every misstep and bad decision of life may be traced to not heeding God's Word. Again, the light's there. It's available. The problem is, if we made some missteps, if we stumbled and fell, it's because we weren't referencing the light. It was because we were following something else. And so we lost track of our footing because we left off the Word of God. Every bad decision and every choice. If it's a lamp under my feet, that means it's showing me the right step. And the only reason I take the wrong step is because of my own way, my own thought processes, my own sin. That's when we take those missteps along the way. And so, you know, that helps us to gauge ourselves and say, you know, if I was in the Word of God, I probably wouldn't have done this or that or made this choice or that choice or went here or there. If my heart was more inclined to the Lord and to His Word, I probably wouldn't have, you know, went running after my way and got myself into all this trouble. The Word of God, it gives us those steps in life. But turn back to verses 119 and verses 9 through 11 there. It says, Psalm 119 verse 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How are you going to cleanse your way? A young man cleanses his way, particularly. Difficult. Difficult for a young person to... How's a young person going to sort their way out of this world that we live in today? How are they ever going to find their way? You know how? The Word of God. The young people today need the Word of God. Wow, do they ever need the Word of God? And we as parents, grandparents, acquaintances, you find a young person in the world today, give them the Word of God. Give them the Word of God, you know. Use the opportunity to give them the Word of God. Because how are they ever going to find their way? How are they ever going to find their way in this world without the Word of God? But wherewithal shall the young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Taking heed to the Word of God. Not just knowing about it. Taking heed. Following its direction in your life. Applying it to your life. Taking heed according to the Word of God. That's the lamp that lights up the way. With my whole heart have I sought thee. There again is the heart issue. Your heart needs to be in it. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Again, that means we have a tendency to wander, don't we? We have a tendency. So we also need to be in prayer. Lord, don't let me wander. Keep me in the center of your will. Keep me in your word. Keep me walking according to it. Because we do have a tendency to wander. In verse 11, thy word have I hidden in mine heart. Oh, one of the best things we can do. Hide that Word of God in your heart. So you've always got the light. You've always got the lamp. You've always got it right there because you've been studying the Word. You've been meditating in the Word. You've been memorizing the Word. It's with you. It's with you wherever you go. Thy word have I hidden in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. That I might not sin against thee. The Word of God will keep us from outward sin. It'll keep us from that, won't it? It'll keep us from committing those things, the Word of God. If we heed it, it'll keep us from those things. Okay? Now, back to the verse there, 105. Psalm 19:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. A light unto my path. So a lamp, you know, gives us that close in light. But a light, you know, we think about daylight. You know, like right now outside, it's light. It's light out. And when you're walking in daylight, you can see every path. You can see every road. You can see the road signs. You can see every direction, every course of life. And the Word of God will give you that sort of daylight discernment. It'll give you daylight discernment. You'll be able to see the world in daylight because you're not in darkness. You have the Word of God and you have an overview of all of life. And you can see the path of your life and the course you're on and say, I can see the end of this. I can see the end of this is good because this is God's way. Or you can look down another course of life and say, I can see the end of that's bad because that goes away from God. And you see, so the Word of God gives you an overview of life and you can discern all the ways. You can look at all these different paths of life that people go down and you can say, well, that's going to be a good way. And you can say, oh, that's going to be a bad way. And how do you know? Because the Word of God gives me that discernment. The Word of God shows me those different courses of life. And it gives me the ability to see how that ends. You know, I don't have to get to the end to know how that's going to turn out. That's going to turn out bad because it goes away from God. If you go away from God, it's got to turn out bad. And we know we've seen too many lives go down the wrong road, haven't we? People you love, you see them, you think, oh, if I could just give them the light, if they could just see what the Word of God says about this course that they're taking. But so many times they close their eyes to it. The light's available, isn't it? But they have that love of darkness. And they want their own way. Basically what that boils down to is, I want my own way. And I think my way will make me happy. And they go down their own way. And of course, it turns out bad. But we have a discernment. We can see that. We can see the whole course of a life, a path of life. But that it gives me that daylight discernment. We can see, you know, we can see the roads and we can see the courses of life. We can look at a map. We can see where we need to go. And we can see where this road or that road is going to lead us. And the Word of God gives us spiritual light to see just as clearly the paths of life and where they will lead us. As, you know, as just like if we walked out in the daylight and you could look at all the roads, you have that spiritual discernment. You can make good spiritual decisions and you can see. You can see. And you can understand, okay, this is where God is, you know, the direction of God for my life. And I need to go in that direction. And the Word of God gives us that discernment. We'll go ahead and read Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. You want to know what that broad way is? It's your way. Every way but God's way. If you want to go your way, it's the broad way. There's only one way to God. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the straight gate. He's that straight gate that you have to enter in. He's the door. There's only one way to the Father. It's through the person of Jesus Christ. One way to salvation. One way to life eternal. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And how are you going to find that way? Not by going your way, not by following your feelings, by following the Word of God. The Word of God will direct you to Christ. The Word of God will direct you to your need, you know, that we're sinners in need of a Savior. Directs you to that understanding. From there, it points you to Christ, the Savior. And you see that He is my only hope. And you come to Jesus for salvation. You find that salvation in Him, and then you enter into a life, a course of life, the straight and narrow way. And that way is defined in this book. It keeps us in the way. And so that the Word of God is that light that shows me the entrance, and it shows me the way. So the whole course of my life is laid out in the Word of God. If you want to go God's way, it's right here. It's laid out for us in His Word. It's a lamp. It's a lamp under my feet. And it's a light unto my path. But we'll go ahead and stop there. And we dismissed from Sunday school. And Brother Charlie, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?